If you will, turn your Bibles to Joshua 1:8. Y'all know it. Hallelujah. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. Hallelujah. How many of you learning something in this faith series? Glory to God. You know, God is just so rich. We got to find that place. I tell you, listen, those online, if you haven't already started reading the Bible with us, start today. Do 13 chapters a day, and in 3 months, you would have read the whole Bible. It's one of the most thrilling things you can do is to pick this word up. And the key is don't use your iPad. You can't use your cell phone. You must pick up the tangible Bible and read it. It's something about that word transferring into you as you handle the word of God. Amen? Hallelujah. So I'm encouraging you. Also, those of you online, if you want to participate this morning, we're going to have communion in just a little while. Get your elements ready, your bread, whatever you're going to use to participate, because God's going to do some things. Healing's going to be released. And I tell you, you just need to be a part of it. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, you got Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Now, it's talking about us saying something, right? We must say the law of faith. We must talk what Jesus told us to say. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Now, we know you can't sit up all day 24/7. You got jobs. But he's talking about a lifestyle. A lifestyle of living the word, doing the word, just participating in the word day in and day out. It becomes who you are. It's the way you eat. It's the way you talk. It's the way you do everything. The word becomes your lifestyle. He says, if you make the word your lifestyle, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then, say for then. Now, that's very important. You can't remove those two words. Because everything that's coming after for then is predicated on whether or not you keep the word in your mouth and you are handling the word correctly. That it is your lifestyle. Say my lifestyle. The word cannot be your hobby and become what for then getting ready to say. For then thou shalt, I'm going to make my way prosperous. Thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So he's saying there are some criteria here. First, I must be a word person, and I must learn to participate in the word, obey it. When I hear the word, obey it. Don't resist, obey it. Change is good. It's all right to change. It's all right to change. It's all right to change. It's only going to make you better. And then it says that you must observe to do according to all that is written. So that means I can't make up the word, what I want the word to say for me. I can't make it fit my agenda. My agenda must fit the word. And then it says, you're going to make your way prosperous. So that means God's given us power to be prosperous financially. But you're going to be the one to do. God is not holding your prosperity back. You are. Now, you can be on the way to your rich place. And you're doing all you know to do. And that's absolutely right. Because you may. But then there's going to be some suddenlies that God's going to cause. You're going to go to sleep one night with maybe $100 in your bank account. And you wake up the next morning, God has given you more than enough. See, it can happen like that. But there are some criterias. We got to become word people. We got to live a life that exemplifies who God is. And then he said, you'll cause your way to become prosperous. Because the blessing has already been commanded on us to be blessed. So we can bless others. I can't bless you if I don't have anything. And if I give you anything in my poverty, I'm scared that I might not get it back. And I might look to you to render back to me something down the road. See, that's not prosperity. That's not prosperity. Your mind got to be changed. Amen. Come on, stand to your feet.